You know, the Christian calendar differs from the yearly calendar. For the Christian calendar starts with Advent. And Advent is always the first four Sundays before Christmas. We're through with Advent now. We're in the next season, which is the Christmas season. And this will run from Christmas until the day of Epiphany, which happens to be January 6th, or the 12 days of Christmas. So we're still in the Christmas mood. So I can say to you, Merry Christmas. Because we're here celebrating the Christmas season. And so I want to share a sermon with you about the Savior's birth that has some very interesting contrast. We're going to contrast two groups of people. You see, the birth account of Jesus is located in only the two Gospels. It's not in all four. The birth of Jesus is only in Matthew and Luke. And the writers of these Gospels tell the birth story from different perspectives. Matthew is written to Joseph. And Joseph's viewpoint is a little different than that of Mary's. For it pictures Jesus as the King of Israel. He's the King of the people. So Matthew is more of the kingly gospel, speaking about Jesus as the King. It emphasizes also the wise men, for we know them as, quote, the three wise men, but there were more than that that came. For they came seeking the one born, that is the King of the Jews. This is then contrasted with the Gospel of Luke, for the Gospel of Luke is from Mary's viewpoint, with emphasis on the common person. For here we have the details of the shepherds. So today I would like to contrast the shepherds and the wise men. We want to contrast them as it concerns the birth of Jesus. But let's first look at what the shepherds and the Magi had in common. For they both came seeking the Christ child. And they both came to worship Him. You see, these are two very important principles that all Christians need to understand. Whether we are Presbyterians, Lutherans, Catholics, Methodists, Baptists, or Independents, we all believe the same principle of seeking Jesus as the incarnate Son of God. And we also see that together we all come worshiping Him as God in the flesh. The Christian community is in unity on these principles, for this is verified in the singing of the Christmas carols that proclaim Jesus' birth and come worshiping Him as Emmanuel. So the shepherds and the wise men, each in their own way, came seeking Jesus, came seeking to worship Him. However, there are some differences between these people, and the two Gospels will take these and then contrast them. Let's look. First of all, they each received their own specific call to seek Jesus. The shepherds had a heavenly vision. They heard and saw the angel sent by God, and there was the angelic host singing praises to God. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." Just not the Israelites, but for all people. "And you will find a baby wrapped in cloth, and you'll find him lying in a manger." Now the shepherds were the common people of the day. but it was to them that God announced the birth of Christ. He didn't go and tell the high priest. That was God. He didn't tell the high priest. He didn't come and tell the Pharisees or Sadducees or the scribes. But he came to the grassroots people. He came to those shepherds out in the field. For the greatest event of the world came first to those who were tending sheep. And as a result, what happened would change the world. For when Christ came, the world changed. On the other hand, we have the Magi, who came from the east. They saw a new star. They studied it and began to follow it. Matthew says that they came from the east. They came from the east all the way to Jerusalem, seeking the one born as King of the Jews. And why did they come? They came to worship Him. Now, these Magi were highly educated. And tradition says that they were probably from Persia. They were people versed in mathematics and science and astronomy. The principle that emerges from the calling of these two groups to Jesus tells us that God communicates to us in many ways. He speaks to us in ways that causes each of us to respond to Him in faith that allows us then to seek Jesus and to find our way to Christ. Your call to Christ is different than mine. And each of our own callings differ from all those around us. This is because God sees us as individuals. And He calls us personally. However, the secret to our calling is our desire to respond to that call and to come and accept Jesus. Neither the shepherds nor the Magi would have had the privilege of seeing Jesus if they didn't respond to that call that they had. Our salvation in Christ depends upon each of us responding to God's calling. The second contrast deals with motivation, with our motivation. We're going to look at their motivation. You see, the Magi who studied the stars were motivated by what? That new star that they saw in the sky. Having studied the stars, here's a star that's different. It must be important. They studied it. And in God's way, He made known to them that Jesus was born and is destined to be King of the Jews. And so they traveled a long way. They came with confidence. They came with an attitude of divine worship. They came into Jerusalem and says, and they went to King Herod. And he said, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw His star in the east, and we have come to follow Him." You see, they were motivated by that star. And it resulted in their desire to seek and to worship this newborn king. On the other hand, how were the shepherds motivated? They were motivated by that heavenly vision and the words of the angel who said, "Today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior has been born unto you. He is Christ the Lord." The Magi saw Him as the King of the Jews. The shepherds were told that He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Holy One of God. They said he was going to be the Savior of the world. Again, we have a principle that emerges from this scripture. God has many ways of motivating you and me to the coming of Christ. Some come for a need for forgiveness. Some seek Jesus for spiritual healing. Some come to Jesus for physical needs. Others come for the comfort and the love that Jesus gives to us in our life. But the main reason for seeking Christ is for our own salvation. We come to be forgiven of our sin and to be made whole in the sight of God. But whatever your motivation, God has a way for you that leads you to your own salvation. And we need to be ready to accept that gift. And we need to be accepting of where God is leading us. Have you ever thought that God's in your life to help you lead your life? To help you to direct your life and the things that you need to do? With the ultimate one of worshiping Jesus as God. God has motivated you. Then there's a third contrast. And this contrast is the path or the roadway they took to coming to Christ. The shepherds came from the nearby fields of Bethlehem. They came on the night that Jesus was born. The wise men had a much longer road to travel. It may have been months and even years before they came to Bethlehem. Matthew's gospel gives us insight when it says, coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother and they bowed down and the Magi worshipped him. You see, the setting has changed. They came to a house, not a stable. And they came and saw a child, not a baby. Even King Herod reacted with the Magi when they did not return to him. For in Matthew 2:16, which we did not read, says, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And then he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were, what, 2 years and younger. So the Magi could have been following the star for upwards to how long? 2 years. But in the meanwhile, Mary and Joseph took the child and escaped to Egypt. Herod was motivated to kill the newborn that had threatened his throne. And the time period of 2 years was derived from the Magi of whom they spoke, saying that's when we first saw that star. For you see, all roads lead to Christ. Each of us come with different callings. We are individually motivated to seek God and Christ. Some come very quickly when they hear the call. Others are delayed in their journey, taking the long way and perhaps meeting various obstacles along the way. So what road do you travel in seeking Christ? Do you come right away or are you very hesitant? And do you hold back, say, I'm waiting to see what happens? For all roads lead to Christ. Then there's one final contrast between them that we need to share. For they came worshiping Jesus in different ways. The shepherds came and saw and worshiped by their very presence. They brought nothing but themselves. They came to be witnesses by their very presence. They became witnesses then of the birth of Jesus. Whereas the Magi came and fell down before the child and offered them gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. The shepherds gave themselves and went out telling others about the good news and about the birth of Christ. The Magi, though, what did they do? They gave out of their abundance. They gave something to the child. And once again, we have a principle from Christmas message which says, all forms of worship are acceptable to God as long as we worship Jesus. Listen to this. Worship Him in what? Spirit and truth. But the Christmas story tells us that all worship is valid when it comes from the heart, when it is directed toward Jesus the Christ. We as the United Methodists worship in the Wesleyan tradition. And here at Westgrove, we have both contemporary praise with our Praise Works band, and we have the traditional worship that which you are in right now. And like the shepherds and the wise men, they worshiped in different styles. Yet it was all acceptable to God. For you see, all these principles we have looked at can be summed up in two verses. Verses that you know very well, but we need to hear again and again. They're from John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only beloved Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. But it goes on to say, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. That's the mission of Christ, to come and to seek those who are lost. The shepherds and the Magi have given us some nice principles to put into our mind to help us to become better followers of Jesus. And just like Mary, we need to ponder them. First of all, God speaks to us in many different ways. Whoever responds to God's calling in Christ will be saved unto everlasting life. Second of all, God motivates us in different ways. He motivates you and me to seek Christ in different ways. Because why? We are individuals, and God sees us as that. And thirdly, God leads us down different roadways of life. Yet when we look at them, all those roadways will lead us to Christ. No matter where you come from, whatever part of the world, whatever thing you do, what kind of work you do, all roads lead to Christ. And then fourthly, God accepts various forms of worship that glorifies Jesus as the Son of God. Great principles to put into our life as we seek out Jesus. As the new year approaches, may we all respond to God's calling. May we respond to His motivation and to His leading, so that all of us may come together in the Wesleyan tradition to worship God and to make Westgrove United Methodist Church a beacon to those seeking Jesus and seeking eternal life. The next is up to you. Join me in prayer. Father, how we thank you for your word and for your gospel. For your gospel is there to seek and find Jesus the Christ. Father, we ask your blessings on all that are here today, that they may seek and find Jesus the Christ. Amen.